Burns, who joins us this morning on The Attack. Good morning, Brooke. Bob Black, Joe Stano, nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, The Chase goes back on the air tonight. And
it does.
We're happy to have you with us. It's GSN's most popular show, and it's put you back in the limelight again as well. Not that you ever left, but it just goes to show you how popular you are with the people.
Oh, well, that's very kind. I don't really think of it that way, but, you know, when a fun opportunity comes up to be able to work with a genius, it's kind of fun to go to work every day and learn something new and also help people hopefully win some cash.
Oh, well, there's an opportunity to win a lot of cash, but it's certainly not easy. The producers have made sure it's not easy, and as a result, they don't actually give away a lot of money because the Beast is truly a genius, and you guys have forged a great chemistry, and that's what, in addition to the element of the game show itself, the chemistry between you and Mark and your rooting interest and you kind of rooting on the contestants, that chemistry has really made for a show that has become super popular, a fun watch, and now it's fourth season.
Yeah, we're really proud of it. You know, we got nominated for an Emmy last year, and you're right, Mark and I, or I like to call him Beastie, and I have a really fun relationship, and I think that that's been a huge draw for people when you're watching a game show. You know, you want to watch and have fun and be able to play along, and Beastie and I definitely have fun, and I think the audience can feel that, you know, coming through. And then, you know, as I said, at the same time, you get to learn a little something, but a lot of it, I think, is sort of the ribbing and torture that we implement on one another. All in good fun, of course.
You know, it's funny you talk about that because I think one of the big factors for a show such as this to work, you know, they design game shows all the time, and some work and some don't, and some have great premises and some have weak premises. I think the fact that the two personalities here that are on every night that are the constants, you, Brooke Burns, and Mark the Beast, are just that, your big dynamic. He's bigger because he's a huge man, but you're both very dynamic personalities, and I think that's what makes this show so successful in what is, in essence, a personality-driven business. It's your individual personalities and how well they mix together.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. I mean, yeah, I think in all entertainment, it sort of works that way, even, you know, whether it's radio, television, films. People relate to the characters. You know, if you love a character in a TV series, you're going to give it more of a chance and watch it, you know, longer, stick with it to see how those characters, you know, unfold and their relationships and their arcs unfold. And I think, you know, like you said, you know, whether it be reality when people want to watch a train wreck or if people want to, you know, just have a good time, that chemistry is everything in entertainment.
No question about it. You've got some interesting shows coming up. You have a team of three brothers from Seattle who take on the Beast. And then you're doing an all Teja show, my old stomping ground as well. And you got to be excited about doing a Texas show. Yeah, well, no, I lived in that part of the country for a while. I'm from up in New York, but I lived in Dallas for a little bit, and I did a little slinging on South Padre Island during spring break for a number of years.
I'm sure you did.
I don't know if you've ever been, but it's a fun place to hang.
I have. Yeah, we this season we actually started doing more themed shows instead of putting three strangers together to come and play against the Beast. You know, that was a different kind of strategy going in. This year we definitely wanted to bring in, you know, families, teammates, people who work together, and again, I think those relationships made for some really fun television and, you know, natural ribbing within the group, even if not against Beastie. So it truly became a three against one starting out. And that was a lot of fun for me, I think, too, just getting to play with families and people who already knew each other and a more, you know, familiar kind of format. And then obviously doing an all Texas show. We were pulling out all the Texan-isms, and Beastie was a little concerned that my Texas accent was going to start coming out and that he wouldn't be able to understand me, and I told him that that was all part of the plan.
Absolutely.
Those are the dulcet tones of the lovely and extremely talented Brooke Burns, who joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And again, we're talking about The Chase. Airs Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on the Game Show Network. New episodes for the fourth season now all the way through September. As Brooke talked about, a lot more theme-oriented stuff, brothers and teams and relationships. We got the All-Texas show. You mentioned that you guys were nominated for an Emmy last year. Again, the show's a whole lot of fun and really a joy to watch. I mean, it's a show that's wrapped me up since it started. I stumbled upon it by accident, and I saw you. I stumbled upon it. I do watch the Game Show Network, and I did stumble upon it by accident. And when I saw you, I stayed. And then I started watching the show and Beastie. Well, I've had a huge crush on you for years. It goes all the way back to it's not even Baywatch. Dog. I fell in love with you on Dog Eat Dog.
You know, yeah, that was a great show.
Well, your shirt never quite reached your pants, so your belly always hung out. And
that was the midriff.
Yes, you always had the midriff and, you know, the top of the shirt never quite covered the top of the boobs. And I got to be honest about it. You wore great shirts on that show, and that always hooked me because I could care less about the contestants. I just wanted to see more Brooke. So
I think the New
once
York
I
Post
saw you on there again, I was hooked.
Yeah, I think the New York Post said it best. Our first review for Dog Eat Dog was first woman to ever host a game show in a corset.
Oh, I don't know. Was that show fun for you? Did you enjoy? I mean, it was a lighthearted show, and
I was on the floor laughing so hard because, you know, look, I was in my 20s when we were shooting that, and it was really kind of the first of its kind. It was before, you know, real reality came out, and it was sort of, you know, indoor physical competition game show. But we did, you know, we made it rain inside the studio, and we had incredible lights and an awesome director, and it was competitive, and I grew up in sports and stuff, too, and so that was really fun for me to get to in the same way. I guess I like to tease because I'm definitely always in a position of sort of egging people on or...
And you did a lot of that on that show. It was like I said, I really enjoyed it, and it was where I really discovered you. And now every time I see you, and that's how you hooked me on the Chase.
Thank you. Well, that's very sweet.
Well, Brooke, we want to keep you on schedule, and you know, we know you're making the tour and all that kind of good stuff. But it's back on the air tonight.
It is,
and
check out
we're
the new episodes.
Forward.
They're really fun.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to those theme episodes. We'd like to get you back on down the line to talk about that a little bit, and maybe get into a little exploring Texas, as it were.
There you go. That would be fun. I always love to do that.
Absolutely. We appreciate
Texas
the couple minutes.
Home.
Thanks, Brooke.
Okay, no worries. You guys.
Brooke Burns here in the attack.